Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a millennial, when we were kids, there was a reality show aimed right at us.
What was that?
It was appointment watching, right? It was the quintessential example of the teenage excess of the early 2000s. And it spawned an entire industry that had no business even existing. After a little while, it went away, and nobody talked about it ever again.
Well, that's good.
But it might be back.
Uh-oh.
And be the bane of every teenage girl's dad existence right now.
Yeah, because it's like you're... They're super expensive, right?
Yeah!
Like, wedding expensive.
Okay, we're getting out of here.
Well, it used to be. That's what they made it look like on, TV. Is that what you're talking about?
I dated a girl. She was from the South.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she had a book of this debutante ball thing that her parents threw for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was like she was getting married. There was like a court of people.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. To everyone listening, I ask.
What's that?
Do you remember the show My Super Sweet 16? You remember
sure
that show?
Do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the fact that you jumped on that right away is creepy as hell.
Yeah,
I remember that show.
Way after your time.
Yeah, I remember that. I watched all the time. I remember
that show. Young girls dressed up looking lovely and acting nice. Why would I watch that show?
For those who don't remember it, it was the most popular show from 2003 to 2007.
It was Bratty Girls.
Yes, it was an MTV.
And boys. There were boys too.
Wait, they did boy ones
yeah.
too?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
No, she's right. It would document on MTV, a reality show, over-the-top birthday parties for the kids of the super wealthy.
Yeah.
We're talking massive venues, tens of thousands of dollars.
Cars as gifts.
Yep, high-end food. Legit touring musical acts, Kimmy, as entertainment. Stars of the day. And these kids were... Kimmy, there were always those kids that were pissed off because their BMW wasn't the right color.
Right.
Or their 5-foot cake had a different frosting than that they wanted. So this show led to teenage girls across America wanting this style of 16th birthday party. And Kimmy, for a few years when we were kids, there were girls who got it.
Yeah, well, I just remember the 16th birthday was the big one. Even you went as big as you could, whether it was renting out a space or having I knew a lot of group birthdays that would rent out the firemen's halls and stuff.
Okay, so hers not as fancy as the ones that I went to, apparently.
I went to some fancy ones, too.
They had a fire pole and everything! got free blankets! Yeah, they were designed to put out fires, but they kept you warm, too.
There was levels of it.
Okay. There's a reason I bring this up.
What is that?
It might be back.
Oh.
My daughter has been to four of these types of parties.
Oh, that's bad.
This year. So two of them have been quinceañeras, which is a cultural thing.
Yeah.
But it's still an over-the-top party.
That's Latino.
Yeah. You sound like every boomer parent. they have to tell you whatever their ethnicity
to explain.
Is. Yeah, I was talking to that Mexican boy. Completely unnecessary.
Well, that's how my parents always were.
So, but the other two, other than quinceañeras, have been early 2000 style Sweet 16 parties.
Over the top.
Rented venue, catered food, everyone shows up in dresses and suits for the boys. Have any other girl dads noticed this happening in their kids' lives? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And I need to hear from you because I have a problem that has shown up.
Yeah.
Well, did it ever go away or are we just looping back around again because your kids are getting older? You know what I mean? I don't know if it ever actually went away.
I thought it went away.
Well, just because you got older and you didn't have kids.
But who's got the money for it? Because I can't imagine what these things cost now.
Well, okay, so you bring that up. By the way, it sounds like it went away because Chelsea says on Instagram her Sweet 16 was at Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, that might be on
was
her
there
a little bit
cheese
too,
at
though.
The time?
You know,
she looks a little.
Maybe she was Chunky Cheese worthy.
Chucky Cheese.
Well, whatever that rat's called.
Okay, my oldest turns 16 in a few months.
Yeah,
and because of this,
let the planning begin.
Yes.
Oh, you're screwed, bro.
She has gotten it into her head that she is going to have some over the top Sweet 16 party, exactly what I just described. And I have no idea where this idea has come from.
Yeah, I don't know either. Do you remember? Let's take it back. Eight years ago.
It was 10 years ago.
Was it 10 years ago?
She was 36.
When we had this conversation, I wish I saved it because I remember saying, you're throwing your daughter a huge concert.
Okay,
Well, back
with
then.
Uncle Ryan performing.
Okay, hold on.
And you called it Stella Jam.
Yes, we did.
And you were like, you kind of going a little over the top for it. And I thought, wow, man, if you're doing that now, wait until she's 16.
All right, we have to back up the
and
truck.
And here we are.
When she was 6 years old, she wanted to do like a trampoline park or a six or seven trampoline park or Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
And those parties are insanely expensive. Like insane, like hundreds of dollars. Yeah, for these parties. So to try and distract her with shiny stuff, we did an at-home concert featuring Uncle Ryan and our buddy as a DJ.
She had a whole little stage set up. You had a DJ.
Did have that, yes. Yep. And the whole thing cost us soup to nuts, $200. It was the cheapest way to do it. And it was a lot of fun, and it was over the top, I agree. But it was to save money, right? It was an effort in not to not spend $500 on a kid's birthday.
Okay, so on the old show, the host, kid, had the same thing.
Okay.
Okay. So he did it. He was told, don't do it at your house. Do it at a venue.
Okay.
So it was the upstairs. It was the old bar that was up top called Tonic Downtown.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
And he rented it out. We were all invited. So like it was adults. It was kids. So he had the kids section and a DJ. Then he had open bar for the adults and food for both. It was like going to a high-end wedding reception.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Everybody in there looked like an adult. Like, everybody was dressed up like an adult. I don't know what that could have caused then, and I'm guessing it's the same thing now.
Why are you laughing?
Nothing.
What?
So, we're just going to go past. Okay. My daughter keeps saying two things over and over again. She turned 16 in August.
Yeah.
First thing is, 16 is the most important birthday of your life. Like, shut up. Second.
Well, it isn't
her world.
What
made it the most important birthday, though? Like, when did the whole 16 thing kick into high gear?
You tell me. You're the girl.
Well, I know, but it was before me. It was before I.
I think it's always been that way.
Was it?
Yeah.
But why 16?
It's a great. I don't know. It's a great question. Because Ringo Starr sang about it.
You're 16. That's a creepy ass song.
Yeah, it is. All of them.
You're adorable, and I'm 104.
But the second thing she keeps saying over and over again, my daughter to me. Okay. I'm the only person who won't be having a party like this. Like, I don't talk to all of her hockey teammates, right? Like, I see your friends three times a week. I know you're not the only one having all this party.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, not having this party. And here's the thing. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. It's not going to happen.
That bar is closed I told you about, but I can get you a deal.
It's not going to happen. But what I am trying to determine is,
what?
Is my daughter telling the truth when she says that these Sweet 16 parties are trendy again and a bunch of other teenage girls are doing it? Or is she full of crap trying to scam me and her mother into throwing her a big party? Because, like, if it did come back, how the hell did it come back? Well, and what parents are agreeing to it? Because, to your point, it seems like such a waste of money.
Well, but I mean, you got to do.
No, you don't.
Has she been to 16? I mean, yeah, she would, so her other friends would be turning 16.
So there's been two that she's been to that weren't quinceañeras.
Okay.
But, like, they also had parents that were, like, in industries where they could get a great deal on, like, what they were doing. Like, one parent was a chef. So, like, of course, they were going to be able to, like, cater a party cheaper than like a normal person would. Like, one night for a teenage birthday party, all that money, and there's no way that your kid is going to appreciate all of the work that went into what you are trying to do for them.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'll get the accolades at the end of your life.
Oh no, but maybe you won't even get
that. Best bed, thank you, Dad.
Let me give you an example. And I see you guys on hold. Sit tight. I want to talk to you. 252 to be.
It's going to cost you $50,000.
Fuck! I almost cursed at you.
I'm telling you right
now. I'm not spending $50,000.
I'm going to call up the old host and ask him what he spent on that.
Yeah, you do. I look like that guy? If I had a boat.
Sit in his seat.
If I had a boat, I would know where it was. I'm not sitting in his seat. I'm sitting in the guy after him seat. Uh-oh. If I give an example. If you have a parent that is helping pay for a wedding, while that's happening, you're old enough to understand what things cost, right?
Yeah.
My daughter has no concept of money on a grand scale. She doesn't know how hard you have to work to make $100 to buy a cake, right? She doesn't know what a dress for a party costs in labor.
Let me tell you something, how hard you've got to work.
Yes.
I remember they used to put a sign in the window, there'd be 20 men looking for that job. And you'd be glad to have that job.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Even if I wanted to throw a Sweet 16 party for my daughter,
which I don't,
I know there would be a moment where I would fly off the handle when she had the nerve to complain about anything. Any complaint, I would melt the F down.
But you can't.
Watch me.
Because you're going to damage her emotionally. You got to play the game.
What do you mean emotionally? What? Because she can't have a private party? Get out of my face.
Well, of course it's a private party.
No, I'm saying,
what? A Exclusive.
Yeah, so we're going to rent out a venue and we're going to have like food paid for.
You have to rent out the venue.
Not doing anything. I'm not doing that.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
You don't want to have it at the house.
I'm not having it. Okay, why? What? We're going to have a sleepover with four of your friends. No, good.
Because you don't want the problems at your house. That's why you rent out the venue.
We're not.
You're not liable. You don't want to end up like these people that, you know, the kid gets in trouble.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. My daughter turned 16 in August and she started with her mother and I with this whole, like, I have to have a sweet 16 birthday party, like this big blowout. It's just everybody's doing it. Yeah. Everybody's doing it. It's a time party. I'm be like the only one who doesn't ask me to take part. 252 WCMF. John's on the show. Hey, John, how are you, buddy?
What's up, guys?
Yo.
Been a while.
Good to talk to you.
My daughter turned 16 like a week and a half, the 11th. And my wife was bracing for a sweet 16. My daughter's like, no, I just want to go work at the horse barn, ride horses, and go on a book tour. Okay, that's fine. Saves me money.
Shut up, John. God, I hate John. God, I hate John so much right now.
Well, yeah, but she is asking for a horse. I said, well, that's down there. That has to wait.
Oh, she wants a horse. Oh, I missed that.
Right. What's a good horse go for these days?
She works at the horse barn, but she wants to eventually get one of her own. And I told her, well, we'll have to wait a little bit before we get her own.
All right, well, I mean, John, I actually kind of respect your daughter by trying to play it off. Like, no, I don't need
that.
Yeah.
What about a horse?
I want a horse.
Okay.
Yeah. She was telling me last night, hey, Dad, I found one. And I was like, yeah, from the glue factory?
Well, that horse wouldn't be functional at all, John.
Yeah. It's a really lousy horse.
John, Tommy was asking, what does a horse go for these days?
Yeah.
Well, if you're getting a rescue, you can get one for like $900, but then you can go up to $20,000, $30,000, $40,000.
But the rescue, no more. Automatic locks on that one.
Huh?
Nothing. Yeah. Never. John, good
a lot
luck.
Of humor there at the barn.
Good luck with the daughter, buddy. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Here's the other thing. I know some of these girls get.
What's that?
When they get sweet 16, what's big that? Surprise gift.
Yeah, no.
With a big old bow on it.
What are you talking about? Like a Lego set?
I can't wait for him to just say, no.
No, it's not, no.
No, that's not happening.
Of course it's not happening. You guys.
The only thing that is tricky, and I remember being a kid when people turned 16, it's like you got your license, but you couldn't drive it right away. So a lot of parents held off on the car until like they're 17.
I'm not buying my kid a car ever.
Man, Rich Eye comes out, the whole thing, the lights.
I can't even afford his jackets, let alone a car for my kid. No, I'm not getting my kid a car.
A new car.
No, shut
it's
up.
It's going to happen.
Okay.
New
it's
car,
gonna happen
open
he's
bar.
He's going to come in and be like, well, you know, our situation was different. You know, we had to.
How long?
We got a really good deal, so we had
how
to do
long
it.
Have you known me for? I'm going to get my kid a car.
You.
Oh, do you know me?
You're going to say, no. No, that's not happening. And then you're going to come in and try and justify it.
All right. What is truly mind-blowing to me,
what is that?
And I hope I'm not the only dad dealing with this, is the complete disconnect from reality in trying to make this happen. My daughter's complete disconnect.
Yeah.
Well, like every teenager had, like, we had that too.
No, but like, she tells me, Kimmy, what she wants, and I go, right, okay. And then she comes home a few days later with a 150 person guest list.
Wait, 150?
Yeah. She came home from school. I already,
come on.
I hand to God.
Isn't
everybody.
That the school?
Hand to God. Well, it's all of her hockey teammates and all of her friends here.
Well,
and then
kids
that live, you know, in the neighborhood and all this stuff. I told my daughter, we're not doing this. She comes home with names and phone numbers of 150 kids. And then she texts my wife a list of places she would like to have the party.
Where are the hopping places these days?
And the days she thinks would be best for it. She is living, my 15, soon to be 16-year-old, is living in this alternate reality where as far as she's concerned, this is going to happen.
So where's your wife falling all
the time? That's the problem. I can feel
she's
my wife.
The, like you only live once category?
My wife, we were a united front.
Yeah.
And I can feel her starting to waver. And I am having to hold on to my wife by the cheeks, look her in the eyes and go, baby, hold on.
Because I'm guessing she didn't have this, given that she grew up poor.
She grew up in a trailer.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So does she
didn't have 16 bolts holding it together, let alone a sweet 16 party.
But I'm thinking like, she might think like, I didn't get to do this. I'd like to do this for my daughter because I never could.
I don't.
You know what I mean?
I don't think it's that so much. As it is, my daughter is just so persistent. The
she's a good salesperson.
The non-PC would be annoying, where it's just like, stop.
Yeah.
Fine. And I can feel my wife getting weak.
I think you're fighting a losing battle.
No, man.
All you're going to do is raise your blood pressure, and you're still going to write the check.
No, if I write a check for a party, which is not going to happen, that's going to raise my blood pressure even higher. You want to kill your dad? Is that what you want? Happy 16th birthday. Dad's dead. A dead dad, no car.
And a new car.
Okay, I know what my daughter's next move is going to be.
What's that?
All right, mark my words. Yeah. When I will come in here and say
the negotiations start.
I already told everyone this is a thing, and if we don't do it, I'm going to look like a laughing stock.
That would.
But it's going to be embarrassing for her when she does that, because it's not happening.
It's happening.
252 WCMF. Kimmy, you were asking about the history of Sweet 16?
Yeah. Like, when did the whole, why 16? Like, why is that a special one?
Again, my daughter, she's turning 16 in August. She has come home and told us that everybody is having a Sweet 16 party again, like early 2000s MTV reality show style. Yeah. And that if she doesn't have one, that she's, it's the most part birthday ever. Everyone's doing it. And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Ben has the history of Sweet 16s. He's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
What up, man?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Pat, you sound a little extra stressed today. I don't know why.
Hey, Ben,
anyways,
you got a daughter.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I have two of them, and they turned 16 in 10 and 11 years. So
you better start saving, buddy. Every quarter you got, put it in a milk jug.
Yeah, no kidding. So, yes, the history is from the 17th century Europe and Victorian traditions, where at the age of 16, which I think this is great.
By the way, you got a horse back then.
Yeah, you actually did get a horse. But
so that girl would be fine.
Tommy, I need to finish this.
Tommy, Ben's
society as marriageable adults.
You didn't have to finish that. You didn't have to, Ben. In fact, you didn't have to call the show with any of this information.
Well, we did ask.
They changed it in modern to elaborate parties, candles, and dancing for independence, like when you get your car and stuff like that.
Okay. Never call the show again. Thank you for the call, Ben.
See you guys tomorrow.
Bye. Ben's phone is bending him.
Yes.
Heather writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF. Kim, we were asking if this is back, why it would be back.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm pretty sure MTV has revived their Sweet 16 TV show.
Do kids still watch? Do your daughters watch MTV?
No, they're not into ridiculousness. It's the only show they play.
I didn't even know they were making new shows.
I didn't either. I don't know. Dalton has a theory.
It was Dalton to say.
Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. He says, the modern day Sweet 16 turned into the gender reveal party, always having to be better and top the last one. I do hate those, man.
Oh, yeah.
You ever had to go to one?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Turns out it's a baby every time.
No.
Never a horse. Would have been more exciting. So the worst part of this.
What is that?
Let's say my wife does crack.
All right.
If we did something like this.
Yeah, big rollout.
Yeah. It will be nowhere near what my daughter is expecting to get, right? We're going to do it on the cheap. It's a birthday party. I'm not going to spend a fortune on a birthday party. But there will be still be planning, which is stressful.
Yeah.
It's not going to cost $0, mm-hmm. which is frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And what my wife cannot seem to understand, it won't make my 15-year-old happy. She won't see what we did and say, this is great.
Yeah.
She will see what we didn't do.
You came up short.
Yes, according to your grand plan.
But you kind of are coming up short.
Shut up. It's a recipe for disaster. Unless we hand my daughter our checkbook, which is not going to happen, she will not be happy. So even an effort to compromise, which my wife is starting to feel like we should, will end terribly. And I don't get how she doesn't see this. I love her. Oh, my God, you're making my life so hard.
Well, I mean, but your daughter will look back on it fondly. You know what I mean? Like, I got to have a cool six. In the moment, maybe she sees the faults in it. But as she gets older, like, she'll look back on it and be like, wow, look at all my parents did.
I don't care about that. Okay. Is that a bad thing to say?
I don't know.
Is that a bad thing to say?
Well, you probably won't get those accolades right away because you're going to roll in from this to a graduation party to college.
A lot going on all at once.
And then if she gets married. Like, that's a lot of expense before you're going to get, you may not live to see it.
And I don't need accolades, but let's talk about what
accolades are nice.
I don't need them. No, look, I don't need them. I don't need my daughter to look back and say, my daddy spent a bunch of money on me and that's
so
why
what do
I
you,
love
him. What do you need?
Look, man, when it comes to what it costs raising a kid, anybody raising a kid right now, party or not, understands how hard this is, right? And like, we've added to it, and this is our fault. She plays hockey. That is expensive. She goes to a private school. That is expensive. You brought up college down the road. That's going to be expensive. The graduation party, I'm assuming, will cost something, right?
Sure.
So like, the idea that I need my daughter to look back on something more, that I don't need that at all. Is this not enough? I bleed for you. I bleed.
Not enough, apparently.
Who cares, man? I don't need my daughter to look back when she's 30 and be like, oh, my daddy had it. No! You should feel that way anyway, all this stuff.
So do we all have to give a gift? Like, do we have to?
You just gave it to me. You think you'd be invited to us?
No. I hope not. I went to one, and it was weird. It was like a cocktail
party. Yeah, you had to stay home and watch the reality show instead. I remember that show. Watch it a lot.
So do I have to, like, give you money for your kid?
Yeah.
How much?
$500.
$500?
Write the check to Patrick Duffy.
All right.
So what kind of car accessories is she going to need?
Are you
car accessories?
What, yeah. Is that going to...
Well, I was going to, you know, give her something for a new car.
Yeah, I don't know. Is there something that combos
those,
car, bike?
Those,
that's what I'm thinking,
formats.
Right? Yeah.
She's not getting
what
a car.
What are you guys looking at?
She's not getting a car. That is not... I don't...
It's just funny watching you sink.
I know.
Is that funny to you?
Well, because you're just fighting these cars. You're just... It's not good for your health.
No, I get that Kimmy is goading me here, and I can appreciate that with all the hell we put Kimmy through. What bothers me is you're such a spoiled-ass bitch boy.
Yes.
Like, the way you were raised. Like, you legitimately think this is how the world is supposed to be.
Well, I do think people of means. This is what people of means do.
Of
I mean,
means?
This is,
what is of means?
You're of society.
No, what is, I'm not of society!
Because you married up, you're in a different social circle, and you have to start acting like you can't be bringing your West Side mouth... And your dress hoodies to the dance
you
anymore.
You got
you know what you gotta do?
What I gotta do?
You gotta step up, son.
You kill me on a daily basis for my busted ass poor outfits. You crush me for trying to save money everywhere I can, and all of a sudden I'm a high member of falutin society.
Well, you just go kicking and dragging, but you just end up there anyway.
Okay.
Like I told you, you need the doctor house.
There's no doctor house. I'm dying in my house. They're gonna carry me out in a box.
Kid needs a car.
No, I'm not buying my kid a car. 252 WCMF. I need to talk to somebody else. Let's talk to Annie. Annie, you're on CMF. Help me, please.
Good morning, everybody. I got a great idea.
Okay.
Rent out a park, like Munden Ponds Park, rent out of space.
Yeah.
It's going to be good weather because of the time of year. And then those 150 guests, if they all get together and really, really love your daughter, they can all bring a dish to pass.
Oh,
kids love bringing a dish to pass.
I love this
idea.
What
is this, the 1800s? We're going to have a church social?
Yes, exactly, because you know, I don't know why, guys? I didn't have a dad.
Yep.
So I appreciate the fact that he actually cares about her enough to worry about it. So that's what I wanted to say. Have a wonderful day.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Thank you, Annie. Have a good rest of the day. Man, I could go for 150
I remember going
eggs.
To a couple of those in the right. summertime, the park parties.
That's your sweet 16?
You still get a big celebration. People are still going to bring you a bunch of gifts.
By the way, even if we do something
like that.
It
ain't a club. It ain't fun.
Club. Oh, I almost cursed again. Even if we do that, I'm not bringing 150 kids. 40 maximum.
That's a lot of deviled eggs.
I could eat 150 dishes worth of 252 WCMF. Tom, he's on the show. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Not too bad. Hey, Pat, you're talking about your oldest daughter. You throw this party for her. You realize her younger sister is now going to want a party just like that.
Thank you.
Bigger and better.
Thank you. Yeah. I can't do it for one and not do it for the other.
No, you got to do it.
I do.
That's a lot of eggs.
Tom.
That previous caller had the greatest idea.
I'm with Tom on this one. Tom knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, but you save you.
When my daughter turned 16, she had her birthday party up at the water park in Pennsylvania for a hockey tournament. I just turned it into that, and we were done.
See, what a bunch of cheap-ass dads, man.
What do you mean cheap-ass? You can...
I don't think that's cheap. I don't think the water park's cheap.
By the way, his daughter plays hockey. That's expensive. That's a party. You're going to have 40 Sweet 16 parties for your hockey.
I think you daddies are coming up way short in this department.
Bitch boy.
No. Cheap daddies.
Tom, thanks for the call, buddy.
Because it ain't all about y'all. It's about your daughter, man.
It's not about...
I think you got to step up. It's a memory, man.
People turn 16 every day. You don't need to have some massive
celebration. You know what they say, make memories.
Yeah.
Don't buy material things unless it's a car for your daughter and make memories.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Hey, guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one...
We use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious...
Check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Why even do it? Why?
What?
Either one. Like, pick one and go.
Oh.
Because, like, look, pro athletes getting caught cheating on their spouses, it's not an uncommon story.
It happens.
And sometimes they even end up funny. But this one, it's like downright sociopathic. You couldn't wait 24 hours from this specific day?
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Do you guys know who Tez Johnson is? Tez Johnson is a wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All right.
A couple of months ago, February 21st of last year, he got engaged to his girlfriend. It looks like they went to college together. They were going to get married, and he planned this big, elaborate proposal.
Okay.
So they were going to go to some reptile park that was special to them. They went to dinner, and he popped the question.
Wow.
And there are photos of this happening throughout the entire day that were posted on both of their social media pages. Tez and this woman are no longer engaged.
Oh, what happened?
Now we know why.
Okay.
His now former fiance went public in a now super viral TikTok where she says that Tez Johnson cheated on her the day he proposed to her.
Same day. In between the reptiles and the dinner?
Actually, which happened first?
The proposal happened in between him trying to hook up with his side piece.
So he did hook up with somebody in this day.
According to this woman, before he saw her, he texted his side piece, "Need your throat."
Okay.
Need your throat?
Need your throat. Maybe he had leftover, like, antiseptic spray.
Gotcha. Okay.
Then, 12 hours later, after the two had returned from their engagement, this woman says that he then texted his ex asking her what time they could hook up.
Damn. Get him some throat.
So again, just to put a schedule on the day.
Yeah.
Usually you're pretty busy the day you get engaged, you know?
Well, Kimmy, he woke up.
Yeah, you kind of spend the rest of the day together.
Nope, barely not. He woke up that day, texted his side piece, quote, "Need your throat," went through with the whole elaborate engagement ceremony with his soon-to-be fiance, and then left her behind to go get some of that throat from the side piece. Bro.
Some Tampa throat.
Bro.
That's some fine
that
throat.
That is a bold move.
You, Tommy.
I threaded the needle.
You, Tommy, have been known to defend cheaters in the past.
Yeah.
Defend this.
It's pretty impressive that he even tried to pull it off.
He got caught.
It's not impressive.
I know.
It's not even impressive to your point. Like, he got caught.
But the fact, I have to appreciate the arrogance of thinking he could get away with this.
But it's stupid arrogance because why even bother getting engaged?
All arrogance is stupidity wearing a tuxedo.
Okay. All right. Let's walk through this. Walk through this with me. Most human beings can agree, don't cheat on your spouse. Mm.
Okay, but it happens.
But here's the thing.
But you're not even giving it a chance.
Yeah, like this isn't a situation you like to argue.
Put it
where
to the test. See how much you want it, baby.
Two people.
You're not even married yet.
No, you're not even engaged yet.
Yeah. I know.
Your argument a lot of times with cheating is two people can be married for a long time. It gets boring. You argue you can still love a person but need something more stimulating. Yeah. When he woke up that day, he was not committed to his girlfriend, like, for life.
No.
Was not.
No.
He texts a side piece, commits himself to this woman, and then goes and gets that side piece. How? Why? What are you? You didn't have to get engaged.
No. I mean, he might think, you know, I'm so rich and so popular that I could just get away with it.
Well,
and she'll go along with it because she wants to be with an NFL guy.
Well, then
it
why
sounds like he tried to hide it.
Yeah,
I don't think he was being open.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
And like, because you are popular, any slip up you make, because you're famous, a celebrity, it's going to end up like a radio show in Rochester, New York, talking about a Tampa Bay Buccaneers wide receiver who was cheating on his fiance the day they got engaged. Like,
you were texting the other woman while staring at a ring that you spent God knows how much on.
It was probably in his pocket.
Yeah.
You can't wait till tomorrow? Like, at the bare minimum? To go get a knob job from your side piece?
It is pretty cool.
It is not cool.
I mean, not cool, but cool. I mean, it's entertaining.
Explain how it's cool.
Well, it's entertaining cool.
No, you admire.
You shouldn't do it,
Pat. No, you admire this guy.
You shouldn't get side throat.
I hear.
Even Tampa throat.
I hear the admiration in your voice.
Well, I'm impressed he tried to pull it off.
Okay.
It's almost like the moon landing, you know? We lost a lot of guys along the way, terrible tragedies, you know, a lot of work. But, I mean, he tried to pull it off. I mean, if he would have pulled it off, it would have been pretty cool.
No, here's the thing. If he would have pulled it off, you wouldn't have ever known. So
and
it's
just,
not even.
And here's the thing, man. I mean, he's just a kid.
So why get engaged?
Yeah.
I know, but
kids
do dumb things, man. And he's got to. I can't sit here. Look, you and I will never know what it's like to be his age with that much money and all these girls.
No, but you do know what it's like to be dumb.
Yes. Dumb on them. I got a PhD in dumb. But I don't know what it's like to have all that thrown at you.
Uh-huh.
And those temptations.
Yeah. He texted her.
Yeah.
It's not like some woman walked up and was like, I want to knob you right
now. No, but he knew it was available.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It is amazing to me in all these stories how much trust they put in that other woman. Because, like, she owes you nothing.
Was
right?
She
like,
the side piece?
Yeah, the side piece. Or yeah. Like, that's yeah. usually how they get caught, right? Or, like, they will message strangers or people they don't yeah. know with, like, some bold stuff. And I'm like, you don't even know that woman. Why would she not, like post your text for everybody to see or your DMs for everybody to see?
But that's the funniest part about this story. Again, we're talking about Tez Johnson. He's a wide receiver for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He got engaged in February last year. He is no longer engaged because his former fiance in a now super viral TikTok video revealed, that before and after an elaborate proposal that he set up for her throughout the day, he, before it started, texted his side piece, again, quote, need that throat, and then finished it up by texting her where to meet up to get that throat, said previously stated throat, after the engagement. It wasn't Kimmy the side piece that blew him in. It was his fiance that found the text messages.
I thought she had come clean.
Oh, the side piece?
The side piece.
All right, maybe I'm wrong.
I think you could be right.
It's the fiance talking
about
the
text. But in some cases, I'm thinking, like, I know a lot of guys get caught because, like, the other woman will be like,
yeah.
Hey, this was weird, right, guys? Like, this message I got sent?
Absolutely.
So did she out the other woman?
The other woman is not named.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Well, I mean, would you
blame her? That's a class thing to not throw the other girl under the bus, because I've seen that happen,
I agree, it's class, but I wouldn't be upset with her if she did it.
Well, I mean, the other woman may not know the whole story either.
Okay, also possible.
I mean, you know, she could be a semi-victim, too.
It's true, but if she wasn't, if she was aware?
Again, we don't know. I like to give these.
Oh, now you want to use classic truth.
I'm always pro. I don't want to.
You're like, always. Were you going to say you're always pro woman? Finish a sentence. Go ahead.
I'm always pro people.
Oh, you pro people?
Yeah.
Pro
people. Side people.
Like the person who said, I do want to spend the rest of my life with you between the whole I need your throat and throat acquisition.
Look, man, I got married at 21. I said I do. I didn't mean it.
So you shouldn't have gotten married.
I know, but tell that to the state of Florida. They gave me a license anyway.
They're not supposed to stick their head in and be like, are you ready to get married?
Matter of fact, I was one line over from buying a gun. I mean, that's how serious Florida took it. I could have got my fishing license, my gun license, and a nice Florida tramp. All in one stop shopping.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.